Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
So, people you no longer find funny. This fascinates me because, you know me. I like humor with pretty much everything that I consume.
Mm-hmm.
I like humor with my sports. I like humor with my politics. It's why I like Bill Maher.
I love Bill Maher.
I just like... I don't know. I need that levity. I need it to be. I don't know. I just that's what I like. Okay. So
Bill Maher is one of the best at just making jokes and being equal to both sides of the political spectrum, despite, you know, having one political view. It's nice.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know, or any. I just think people are too serious.
Oh, agreed.
And it drives me crazy.
Yeah, we need to
because
like, take our foot off the gas.
Guys. Yeah, it's like why. Who do you like? Why are you taking yourself so seriously, dude? You're nothing. You're a speck on the. You're a grain of sand.
You're a speck in a grain of sand on a blue dot in the middle of nothingness.
Dude, none of this means anything. You're gonna die. Get over yourself.
Yeah.
So, I like comedy with all of my. I just like comedy. Okay, so we had a bunch of. Comedians who used to come into our old studios because we had that deal with Helium, and they would all come in there. So we had some great comics,
yeah,
come through, and I sat there and we interviewed them and I talked to them off the air and watched how they operated and listened to them. We had Gilbert Gottfried in here. We had Kevin Nealon.
Oh, I've gotten to meet both of them. They're
we
cool.
had Bert Kreischer.
Oh hell yeah.
Who's the rock guy? Jim Brewer.
Oh, yeah.
We had... God, I'm trying to think. We had a lot of good comedians.
You had Bob Saget, I remember. Dirt and Sprague had him on at one point.
Oh, yeah. Saget was on.
So mad I wasn't here. Would have loved to
Rest
meet him.
Rest in peace.
I know, man. That's one that I hate that he's gone. He was some levity that we all needed.
So, it was really interesting to watch... Really funny people like I just always think stand-up comedy is like one of the hardest things to do in the world.
It is. People think it's so damn easy too.
Oh, dude, it's not.
Like, stop.
Like, I marvel at all these guys. Like, they're really clever and funny. But then what was interesting about a lot of them was a lot of them are just naturally funny. Like, you just sit down and there's no material and you just talk to them and they're just funny. Like, Bert Kreischer would be that. He's just a funny guy.
Oh yeah, agreed.
But then there are others of those guys who are known as funny men, but they're not funny. Like, off the air, they're not like that.
No, they got to stick up their ass or just a little unlike.
Gottfried was like that. Or they're just, I don't know, they were just, a lot of it was about what they write. And if they don't have the material that they have written, they're not that funny. They have to think and write. They're probably better writers than they are actually funny men. Anyway, I just thought that was an interesting dynamic to observe because I just think the world of what guys like that do. So Do you have people that you no longer think are funny, and why does that happen? So, there is a documentary coming out about Chevy Chase.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Ooh,
and
fascinating to me.
Well, he is number one on my list of people I no longer find funny.
Okay.
And Chevy Chase, when I was growing up,
he was one of
I mean,
yes.
Dude, he was one or one A. He was great. Everything he did was funny.
Yeah.
SNL, all
Weekend
his movies.
Update, yeah. Fletch, yeah.
So it's called I'm Chevy Chase and You're Not. And Variety said that it is both authorized and unfiltered, which I believe cannot coexist. Like, there's no way, especially with Chevy Chase, because he's kind of an a-hole. There's no
yes.
way it's unfiltered, but also authorized. It's just, that's just not. It's going to be a Chevy Chase stroke fest.
Chevy would never do something like that where it's just like, yeah,
exactly.
talk to me, do whatever you want.
Exactly.
No, it's a
no.
specific set of parameters.
He's telling
yeah.
his side, and I think what they're saying here, I was reading an article about this, what they're saying here is, because Chevy Chase has alienated a lot of people. Like, he's a real ass. Like, he is a jerk.
Like,
grade A jerk.
Everything he's worked in.
Yeah, like, yeah. nobody likes Chevy Chase.
Community.
He was great.
Yeah, but, like, that entire cast of Community.
Yeah, they hate him.
Hated him.
So it's just weird. And that's not to say that he wasn't always like that. It's just, he's just not funny. Like, I don't know what happened with Chevy Chase. But do you have that? Do you have that person? Somebody else said Dave Chappelle. You can text 503-864-6326. Well, again, now, Schultzy, this is going to be subjective.
It is.
See, here's the thing. So somebody's already, Bill Maher, terrible. Well, Bill Maher's political, and so if you're on the right, you're probably going to hate Bill Maher.
Or
Bill,
if you're super far on the left and
you might hate
farther
Bill
than Bill Maher. Yeah, because he's so, like, center now. It used to be left.
So you can always tell when somebody's coming from a place. Bill Maher's funny.
Yeah.
He may not be your cup of tea, and I get it if you don't like him because he blasts your political party or whatever. But I just like someone. There's really no one like Bill Maher.
No.
Who is a serious commentator, but also funny about what's going on in the world. Like, there's nobody really else like him, is there? In that vein?
Not that's.
That's what I'm saying about Bill Maher. He doesn't have to be, but when you, he's terrible. Well, it's because you probably just hate that he makes fun of you, your political party. And that's boring. That's basic. It's like, I hate the Chiefs. Well, okay.
Duh.
They probably beat your team. Whatever. Yeah. We're talking about just impartially here. I feel that Chevy Chase is no longer funny. And I don't understand how really funny people lose being funny. Or is it more on us? As individuals,
yeah.
that we are no longer seeing them as funny. Like, because the Dave Chappelle one is interesting because Dave Chappelle, he's gotten a little, and this is just my opinion,
gotten a little political.
He's gotten a little, he got into the whole trans thing,
yeah.
and it got a little weird, and it was like, more commentary, less Chappelle-y. And that's fine, that's his prerogative. It's
yep.
just, I can get how some people maybe got turned off. So is it more on the individual that you no longer think someone is funny? You've changed. Your what you think is funny has changed. Or has a really funny person stopped being funny? I find that question fascinating.
I agree. There's trends. I don't feel like it's funny. Comedy has changed, yet comedy hasn't changed, like with the decades, right? You know, you can tell the same style of jokes as Richard Pryor and George Carlin were back in the day. You could, you know, tell stuff like Robin Williams did, but there's new ways to do it. There's new spins on it. And like we talk about trends, Rob, I just think humans are fickle. And we pick up things that we like. You know, there's just things that kind of fade away. I'll give you a great example here of comedians that I don't... This is just me, and I would actually hope that a lot of people agree with me on this just because I feel like it's a great example. But Larry the Cable Guy, Jeff Foxworthy, and Bill Ingvall, right? Blue Collar Comedy Tour. The most successful one out of those four is Ron White. He was able to always adapt. Now, I'm biased. I love Ron White. I think he's one of the funniest comedians of all time. But that dude, you know, did it in the 70s or 80s or whatever, touring in, you know, crappy little holes in the ground and got the break. I don't find somebody like Foxworthy or Ingvall or Larry the Cable Guy who has a very specific bit and really nothing
yeah.
outside of that, which is basically redneck jokes. Like, there's just some genres
isn't that
don't...
different?
It is, but, like, that doesn't
I mean, like, Chevy Chase didn't have a bit. He was just funny.
Yeah.
Those guys are just, I mean, it's...
But those are...
Although, I think Larry the Cable Guy is actually pretty funny, generally speaking.
I kind of hate him.
Yeah, no, and I think a lot of people would say that about him, but yeah. I just mean, as a human being, if he sat down in here without material, I think he could be funny. It may not be everyone's cup of tea.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, I just think he's naturally a pretty funny, clever guy, but he does do it through a shtick.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't like that, but I don't know. It just, like, some people texting in, Jon Stewart used to be...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I don't know. I think he's the same, but again, he's political, so and we're very divided right now. So
I
that
agree.
Could be.
Jon Stewart has never moved.
Somebody said Bill Burr has definitely lost his fastball. That seems kind of true.
Yeah.
And I like Bill Burr.
Well, it's... Is he going to evolve and start telling different jokes? That's almost like another example. Dane Cook, man. He was on top of the world of comedy for years, filling up Madison Square Garden and the likes. Like,
I would argue he was never funny.
Oh, I agree. Like the BK Lounge, like, stop. If I go back and listen to that hour set from Madison Square Garden, it's just a lot of energy. And no, I agree with you there. But once again, Rob.
He's another one of those that I think wrote stuff. He was clever. You got to give him credit.
Yeah.
He wrote stuff that a lot of people thought was funny because, you know, kind of lowest common denominator-y.
Exactly.
And he had a lot of physical comedy with his, you know, how he...
You ate my ice cream? No, bro, I didn't steal your ice cream. Like, it was very simple. It was just the delivery. It was the wackiness of how he was doing it, yeah.
Yeah, I just don't... In other words, I'm not sure if he sat down in here how just off-the-cuff funny he would be.
I don't think
he
would.
And that's kind of how I'm... That's my line of demarcation.
I like that.
John Oliver. That's a good one. Okay, so a la Bill Maher.
See that?
There, John Oliver is... That's a good one. I forgot about John Oliver. He's doing great, funny commentary about serious matters.
He is.
And he's the only one like that. Him and Maher are really kind of the only ones.
But he's gone so far left. I would say that just in my opinion, once again, that Oliver doesn't really add the logic to it like Bill Maher does. I feel like Oliver's...
He's just written jokes.
Well, and he's been taken so far to the left that the people that aren't the normal, you know, Democrats that are now viewed as in the center... just don't think of him as funny anymore. And when his show started, it was kind of for everybody. You know, he does those, you know, pieces on, you know, the water in some town or how, you know, people in jail affects others and bail, random things. But I mean, he even did a segment on sports betting. But like, it's just the political stuff that he makes jokes in one way and one way only. And when he was on Jon Stewart's show as a correspondent, that's what they called him. He didn't used to do that. It was equal opportunity.
Somebody said, seems like younger comedians are funnier than when they get older. Maybe because they get fat and comfortable, not as hungry. I think that's part of it. I also think substance abuse is a part of it. You know, there are guys that have talked about this, that when they're younger and they're partying, they're creative as hell. They're doing drugs.
Yep.
And then they get, because somebody said, coked up Chevy Chase, great. Non-coked up Chevy Chase, not great. World-class a-hole. I mean, there's something to that, where these guys are wasted and really funny, and then they sober up or get older and grow up, and they're not as funny. I think that's true. A lot of people bringing up Adam Sandler. Again, the topic is people you no longer find funny. And is that more on you, or is it more on them?
Adam Sandler. I mean, his whole bit's always been, ha-da-ha-da-ho-da-ha-da.
I know. It's the same. Yeah, it's like, that's more on us, right? Because he's been the same.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Humans are fickle, man. There are some things that we will just stay with and ride, you know, for however long, and some things will be okay on for
boring.
A year. And then, just like, move on.
You know, Jim Carrey was one when I was, and I think Jim Carrey's probably a pretty funny guy, but he's gotten pretty serious as he's gotten older, but he was one that was a top three or four guy for me when I was younger. Like, dude, some of the stuff he did.
I love Jim Carrey.
Dude, he was great. Watching him on late night television.
Oh, back in,
dude.
In the 80s?
Yeah. No better guest than that guy.
No, I've watched those videos of his.
So
from like Johnny Carson. Like the early Jay Leno day. Oh my God. He was Liar Liar, Ace Ventura, both of them. I mean, just a.
Yeah, he's not as funny. He's just not. I don't know. He's just kind of a serious guy now.
Well,
he's weird.
He transitioned, and this was way after like The Truman Show and everything, where he did other serious movies. He tried in the late 2000s to transition to super serious roles.
Oh, yeah.
You remember the number 23?
No.
It was like a horror movie where he was like trying to figure out like this story about a long lost murder. I can't remember the exact plot, but it was a very dark, almost noir kind of movie, and Jim Carrey was like this very serious character. He really tried, you know, after Bruce Almighty and whatnot, to just transition to this serious guy, and then he went right from there into painting. So I don't think it's about like him not being as funny anymore. He's just stopped.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
No, that's a good point.
Well, he was getting 20 mil a picture for so long, he didn't need to continue to work. A
couple of other texts. Got another one, was really never funny. Adam Carolla. I don't know. I think Adam Carolla was funny, and maybe he still is. I think he's a naturally funny guy.
I like him.
He's gotten political too.
No BS. He has gotten political, but he's definitely just like straight ahead. At least tells it like he sees it. So I like
Frank Caliendo was hilarious 20 years ago. Saw some clips recently. Not amused anymore.
Well,
that's a shelf life. That goes back to like your bit about the. Yeah. Frank or Larry the Cable Guy and all those guys.
Did he pick up any new impressions? No, he's still doing the John Gruden.
He's still doing the John Matt.
Yeah, it's funny, but it's like, and I think that's, he made that money in that sweet spot, so he didn't feel like he needed to grow out of that.
Maybe he's just not that funny outside of.
He's an impressionist. What he is. Damn.
George Lopez coming in on the text line. That's a good one.
See, I've never thought of him as funny.
Really?
And I've heard he's just a giant.
Yeah, he's a jerk.
I've heard he's a jerk. I've heard he's very, very crass towards women, just kind of expects you to sleep with him if you're in his aura and you're a female. Like, it's like one of those. Like, no thanks to him.
Yeah.
Somebody just says, what I've heard, though.
I miss John Candy. How about Steve Martin? Somebody brought up Steve Martin. See, I find him the same and as funny as ever.
Yeah.
I think he is. I think Steve Martin and Martin Short are two of the greatest comedians we have ever seen.
Steve Martin is the same in Only Murders in the Building as he is in Father of the Bride. He is the exact same. Yeah.
And I think it's just him.
Yep. Some of those people aren't acting. It's just them showing up.
Kevin Hart. That's a good one.
I
think he's funny. Don't you?
Somewhat, but like he jumped on the advertisement train, which we were just talking about yesterday. Go podcast it anywhere you get your podcast here on Primetime. Yes, that's the easiest way of making money for these guys, but like it's almost too much. I kept seeing him in like every other ad, and I forgot why he was actually like, dude, it's like, oh yeah, you're a comedian. Duh.
This is a good text. You know, it's pretty simple to this person. They say, I think comedy evolves and comedians don't always. And that's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Who else is on here? Will Ferrell, no longer funny. I disagree. I think he's really funny. Jerry Seinfeld is interesting.
Well, he was
still funny, but gotten a little bit more kind of.
Wasn't his shtick always just kind of like. The airline food kind of sucks, man.
Oh.
And the razor blade slots.
Dude.
Who's shaving enough to use a razor blade on the plane?
Like, one of the best we've ever seen. Jerry Seinfeld was really good.
And he was.
Observational humor, tremendous. But, maybe, it's an interesting one. I think he's still funny. I haven't seen much from him lately.
Well, he's only done, what, two stand-up specials? And outside of Seinfeld, that dude hasn't had to work. That's the problem, is he got so much money for the show.
Here's a good one. And I saw him recently. He was actually on Bill Maher. Louis C.K. is brilliant.
Love Louis C.K. I saw that interview as well.
He
wrote a book.
He is brilliant.
He wrote a freaking book.
And I know he got canceled and he had the whole thing.
Nah, he's funny. I'm
but
sorry.
But he is funny. He is, I think, naturally funny.
What did he say? I went to a show after that whole, like, he was here, I think, at the Newmark or something in Portland. And he's like, so you want to talk about it? The scandal. And he's like, you know what sucks? Is everybody knows my thing now. Barack Obama has a thing, you have a thing, she has a thing.
Yeah.
And now everybody knows my thing. It was really, he was very open about it. It was pretty impressive.
Well, it kind of has to be, but yeah. He's one of those, he was talking about all these comedians getting crap for going over to
Saudi Arabia, to do that comedy show. And he's like, comedy's comedy, and it's great that they're actually opening that up to do that there. So stop looking at that in the worst way.
I kind of agreed with what he said about it. It's like, look, they're asking you to not talk about certain things, but at least they're opening up to it, and this is progress. And he wanted to see what that was like and be a part of that. I have no problem with that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.